Welcome to Rough Mix with Brian Kelly, the podcast where I talk about how my music is made.
I am now in my garden. It is August 16. There could be background noise. I don't know. I'm recording what I'm saying on my palm tungsten. The neighbors have a party going on. They're speaking loud. In the background, there's also car traffic. In any case, I'm not sure what you or I will hear as a result of this. But I wanted to record something in any case because over the last week plus, we've had a visitor, somebody who's staying with us for the whole week, which has changed my ability to record. It's great that he's here, but it has changed some of my ability to do rough mix related issues. And so what I thought I'd try this time is to talk about some of the stuff that causes me to create new music. Maybe add some music to this. I'm not exactly sure. One of the things that I try to do that motivates me to create new music is for somebody to give me a theme. It doesn't matter what the theme is. And I would suggest this to you as a tool that you, even if nobody can give you a theme, that you make one up yourself. Make it crazy. You know, maybe it's monkeys in space. Maybe it's something romantic. Maybe it's something biographical. Maybe it's something totally crazy and silly related to a holiday, related to a given language, related to et cetera, et cetera. You get the idea. The main idea here is that you use some kind of impetus based upon an idea to give you a starting point. Now, maybe the starting point will be lyrical. Maybe you're lyrically based. Maybe you like to write text and add music to the fact. Maybe you work the opposite way. For me, I found that even if I work musically, if I have a theme, it suggests a tone, maybe a style of playing, maybe a time signature. Yeah, all kinds of things it might suggest. But I do know that even if I don't understand what it suggests, it does have an impact upon what I'm going to do. And this is what I therefore suggest to you and to me. Use some kind of specific impetus to create, to allow you to create something new, something unique, so that your music will not be stale, will not continue to be just more of what you've already done in the past.
In this episode, there are two music clips. The first is called Castle Ruins. It runs about a minute 20. The second is called 1234321, and both, I hope, illustrate what I've talked about today. Hope you enjoy this.
is sponsored by ElephantTown.com. That's Elephant-Town.com. Be sure to add your own cover version of this tune to the Uke Sensation. You can also save 10% on domain names by going to GoDaddy.com and using the code BLU6. That's BLU6. It's a great place to buy and manage your domain names. I do it for many other sites in addition to RoughMix. And finally, RoughMix is a member of the Blueberry community. That's Blueberry.com. Just type Blueberry without the E's. I can be contacted in a number of ways. You can, first of all, visit RoughMix.com. That's RuffMix.com and leave a comment. You can send an email or a voicemail to nlnnet@gmail.com. You can Twitter me. My Twitter name is, again, nlnnet. I'm also available on Skype. My username there is Brian Kelly. That's spelled BRIANKELLEY. Lots of other ways you can contact me, but the best spot to start is probably by going to the RuffMix.com site. That's RuffMix.com. There you'll find lots of information that will help you. For those of you who are listening to this music on a website or somewhere else, you can actually subscribe to the RSS feed, which means it gets delivered to you without you having to look for it. You can do this by going to RuffMix.com. Alternatively, you can search for RuffMix on iTunes. We're also listed there. Until next time, enjoy your music, and may it be rough. If you like this podcast, tell your friends. And if you don't, tell your enemies.